Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're working less with productivity dropping since the pandemic. That's at least according to a new report from the Department of Finance, which has found that the average time worked by almost 2.5 hours a week, down from 33.5 hours to just over 31 hours now. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Mary Regan, the Irish Independent's political editor, and Caroline Reedy, manager at the HR Suite. Morning to you both. Mary, maybe you could take us through just the headline findings of this Department of Finance report.
Yeah, well, it gives a picture really of how far the labour market has come since COVID. You know, if you cast your mind back to those days, and almost half of workers, I think at that point, were put on some sort of state support for their, either their income or their jobs. And what this report really outlines is that the recovery has been a lot stronger than anyone predicted. And in fact, it's been the second strongest in Europe. So we now have 2.8 million people at work in Ireland. So it's up around 440,000 compared to before the pandemic. But then it gives a good outline, really, of how work practices have changed. Obviously, remote working and hybrid working. So 35% of workers now either work remotely or have a hybrid working arrangement. And this is one factor potentially that could contribute to the fact that working hours seem to be down. So there's been a reduction in around 2 hours a week in what we work. Now, this isn't the only factor. You know, they say this is a trend that tends to happen as incomes improve and people get wealthier. They kind of, you know, want to have a better work-life balance. And there are more women in the jobs market. In fact, there's been an increase in the sort of percentage of women working. So the gap between men and women in the workplace is narrowing.
But there could be more, the report concludes, couldn't there? At least women's participation in the labour force has a major significant barrier.
Yeah, so the cost of childcare, as we all know, is a barrier to improving the level of women in work. There's a 10% gap between men working and women working. And that is problematic in the sense that we're now at almost full employment in this country and more workers will be needed, you know, if the economy is to improve, and they will either have to come from abroad, migrant workers, or there needs to be more incentives to encourage women to participate in the workplace. And they say childcare is the main issue here. That's what needs to happen.
And a bit of a difference between the multinational sector and the domestic sector, finally, Mary?
Yeah, so there's a big difference in terms of productivity between domestic Irish companies and the multinational sector. That is reflected in the report, and they're saying that that is something that will have to improve. You know, the domestic sector will have to catch up if, you know, this is to drive economic growth. And there's an also interesting finding here, which I found particularly interesting, that jobs growth is a lot stronger in the Midlands and in the West than it is in Dublin or Meath, Kildare, Commuter Belt counties. So if you look at the west coast of Ireland, there's been an 80% increase in tech jobs growth since 2019. And that is something that's way like three times greater than it is in Dublin. So this remote working pattern and changes in work practices since COVID are meaning more people can work in different parts of the country.
Right. I'm glad in the heart of a Galway woman like yourself, Mary. Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite. The findings that jumped out at you from this report, I mean, you know, the childcare barrier, the slightly lower working hours per week. What do you read from that?
I think this trend has been happening for quite a while now, and I think it's not a trend we're going to see likely reversed. I think it's really positive that we have a lot of legislation now that's encouraging, I suppose, more right to disconnect, etc., because we're seeing that people are prioritising work-life balance, and it reflects workers' preferences to work less hours. We're also seeing that particularly youth and men with children right throughout Europe, there's also a key role in driving that decline in hours as well. So I suppose ultimately that focus on work-life balance and the legislation following that trend is very much reflected. I think the biggest challenge we have with that is the cost of labour is increasing. We know minimum wage is going up. We know there's enhanced benefits like sick pay. We've auto enrolment coming in 2026. And combined with all of those factors, and it being particularly difficult to get staff, I think as an employer, if you were listening to this interview or reading Mary's really good article in today's Indo, you would really start to kind of say, OK, we really need to improve efficiency. We really need to focus on innovation so that we readdress that productivity concern that's out there.
All right. Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite. Thanks for joining us on that. It should be said that the Department of Finance report, which draws heavily on CSO statistics, the CSO did conclude, I think, just last year that Ireland's labour productivity was double the EU average. So no question of us being lazy there. Now, it's 11 o'clock. Time to go over to Karen Carthy in the newsroom.